within, I forget how many years my grandfather had to court my grandmother. On my mother's side, we're talking about now. She was an orphan living with foster parents. And the foster father would not allow them to marry until my grandfather was properly connected to be able to support a wife. Well, he finally got enough together where I think it took about 10 years to work up enough to get, you know, where he'd consent. And then they made, I don't know if they were on the actual land rush, but shortly thereafter, after they opened the Cimarron Strip and all, in Oklahoma, they moved down there. And they got a farm near Norman. And they worked that farm, putting the both of them through law school at University of Oklahoma. And he was in the first graduating class from the OU Law School. His name's on the building and all that.
He was a practicing lawyer?
He was a practicing lawyer. My grandmother did not get her law degree because she had a baby last year. And then they sold the farm, moved up to Blackwell, where he was a practicing lawyer, started this newspaper, dabbled in oil speculation. Once again, you know, this high rolling year, you know, you blew the, you know, taking options on the option on the option, all this stuff.
Yeah.
And of course, it was a boom time, and they had this newspaper there, and then this millionaire decided he'd also wanted a newspaper in Blackwell, this little town, which I understand wasn't as too small at that time, and he just had more money to put into it than my grandfather. So my grandfather sold out and took money and bought one of the papers in Stillwater, Oklahoma. And in a short period of time, consolidated that field with the help of his sons. He had three sons and my mother. And of course, it's been very nice for them. You know, it was a blessing to get run out of Blackwell.
Yeah.
Because Blackwell is nothing now.
Well, did both of your grandparents do their undergraduate work at Oklahoma, too?
I don't know. I've never heard anything said about their undergraduate work.
Just law school at Oklahoma.
That's right. Now, it could be that they may have gone, you know, did their undergraduate work, then went on to law school at OU. I just don't know.
So your grandmother did not finish the program in law?
No, she always called her oldest son her law degree.
I see. Where was your grandmother born on your mother's side?
Minnesota, I think. Housewife, although there was, she occasionally worked in the newspaper office, primarily a proofreader. She was death on spelling. Well, she could, you know, she'd rip through the New York Times crossword puzzle in no time flat.
Well,